charged, never convicted. Dom and Crouse are the devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A snowy Tuesday in the great state of Wisconsin. Joe Biden coming to town, 22 inches at the airport. And we're doing a little radio show in the meantime. Dom, we're expecting a fine guest, Jeff Mandel from Law Forward. When he arrives, he'll join us on the airwaves. But in the meantime, let's talk about an article. This one published at the Wisconsin Examiner. The voter fraud you didn't hear about. Wisconsin's Electoral College imposters. And for those listening outside the great state of Wisconsin, let's set the stage for just a moment, Dom. We have some of the most seditious state lawmakers in this nation. 15 of them specifically, I believe 14 assembly Republicans and one state senator wrote letters on January 5th, sent them off to Mike Pence, the vice president of the United States. And what they want to do, Dom, they wanted to delay or overturn the election of Joe Biden and the Electoral College results thereof. And apparently there was a alternative slate of electors that the Republicans voted to send, despite the fact Joe Biden won the great state of Wisconsin. So is this our guest? So we'll have the guest momentarily. And that's where we leave off, Dom. And I would point out one more thing here in the great state of Wisconsin, the election of Joe Biden had to go all the way up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It was only upheld there by a 4-3 vote. Right. I'm telling you, man, we got the most seditious Republicans in the nation. Let's welcome a fine guest to the big show. He is Jeff Mandel, founder, president, lead counsel, Law Forward. Jeff, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Jeff.
So, sir, let's talk about the seditious Wisconsin Republicans. And specifically, let's start with the alternative slate of electors, the seditious 10. What's your perspective on this, sir? You think they effectively lied and should be held culpable in some way. What would that look like, Jeff?
Well, it's clear to us that what they did is not part of a peaceful transition of power and is not consistent with Wisconsin law. We know that since the founding of the state of Wisconsin, Wisconsin has given its presidential electors to the candidate who wins the popular vote in Wisconsin. And here, these are folks who were pledged to support a candidate or candidates who did not win the popular vote, and they nonetheless took it upon themselves to meet and to purport to send Wisconsin's electoral votes to Congress for these candidates who had lost the vote. We have asked for investigations into what this means as a matter of Wisconsin law. We've asked the district attorney in Milwaukee County to undertake an investigation of whether there are any criminal violations. And we've suggested some statutes that it appears to us these folks have violated. And we've asked the Wisconsin Elections Commission to undertake whether there are violations of civil law and the election code and to clarify so that there's never any doubt in the future and this never happens again.
Jeff, do you see this along the lines of fraud or conspiracy legally? What do you think these people are guilty of, sir?
Well, it looks to us like the documents that they created and sent to Congress are forgeries. They are purporting to be official government documents that they are not. It looks to us like these folks have falsely assumed to act as public officers and have engaged in misconduct by pretending to be in a public office. And then, as you note, because there are 10 of them, we think that there is likely a conspiracy here, that each individual might also be a party to a crime, and that there are attempts here because, of course, ultimately Congress did not accept the work that these folks did. That doesn't mean that they didn't attempt to fraudulently convey or to steal essentially Wisconsin's electoral votes. So there are lots of possibilities, and I am not a criminal lawyer. It's one of the reasons we specifically asked the district attorney's office to look into this. There may well be other things that are at play here.
Jeff, we used to have retired judges that oversaw our elections. And you talk about the Wisconsin Elections Commission. This is effectively a partisan board, a stalemated board, a 3-3 board. And, sir, my memory is not always perfect. But Jeff, to my memory, wasn't one of the Wisconsin elections commissioners, one of the Republicans amongst the 10 people that were these false electors, sir? Do I get that part wrong?
Nope, you've got it right. Commissioner Spindell, who is one of the Republican appointees to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, also served as a Republican elector in 2020 and was one of the 10 who met at the Capitol and signed these papers. You are also correct that the Elections Commission is a bipartisan, evenly divided board. It often, on issues that have a partisan valence, deadlocks 3-3. That is a feature, not a bug, of how the legislature chose to design it. We used to have, as you note, a government accountability board that was made up of nonpartisan retired judges. And many of us feel that worked very well for a long time, but the legislature was unhappy with it after the John Doe investigations and changed it. So how this will play out, you know, it may well be that the legislature, that the Elections Commission ultimately deadlocks on these issues. Well, we're going to let the process play out. We're going to see what kind of investigation the Elections Commission is able to do, what recommendations are presented to the commission. And when the commission does deadlock, there is always the possibility of taking things up to a court. So we'll keep that possibility in mind and as we see how the process works.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Jeff Mandel, founder, president, and lead counsel of Law Forward, joining us on the phone. Jeff, thank you for doing so. My understanding, according to the reporting of the Journal Sentinel at the time, about an hour after the Wisconsin Supreme Court affirmed Joe Biden the winner of the election, the Republicans, they got together and put forward their own slate of electors, these 10 electors. But in some regards, I wonder, what's the big deal? I mean, what if Crudy and I and Luke got together and put forward our slate for the Devil's Advocates Party and, you know, did this same kind of exercise? And we're not elected officials, and some of these are certainly political figures, some of the Republican leaders here in the state of Wisconsin, though not elected specifically, Jeff. What is the damage of just going through this exercise?
Well, I don't think this is just an exercise or just political theater. Remember, when we think about the insurrection that happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, remember that what led to that, right, the occasion for that was that Congress was meeting to count the electoral votes. And there were several states in which there was some dispute, not a genuine dispute, but there were people talking about a dispute about the validity of those electoral votes, and Wisconsin was one of them. And what was the basis for that dispute? The basis for that dispute fundamentally was that there were two different slates of electoral votes that had been sent to Congress. And what many of those insurrectionists wanted was for Vice President Pence to say that he would not accept the valid, lawful electoral votes that were cast in accordance with Wisconsin law and would instead accept this fake slate of votes. So, you know, it's not that we can just write this off as saying it's no big deal. It created the conditions that led to a really serious, scary moment in American history, in which people died at the Capitol.
Jeff, is my memory correct? This alternative slate of fraudulent Republican electors, was that not condoned by the Republican-led legislature? Didn't they give their blessing to these false electors?
You know, I don't know. I certainly don't recall that. That doesn't mean it didn't happen. The legislature wasn't in session, to my knowledge. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about in our letter is that the official electors, they met in accord with Wisconsin law. It was an open meeting. It was publicly noticed. It was live streamed on Wisconsin Eye. It was all the things that we expect from a good, transparent government process. Whereas these folks met secretly, sort of in the shadows elsewhere in the Capitol, without telling people, at least the public, in advance what they were going to do. So I am not aware of there being a huge surge of support from members of the legislature or elsewhere. But that doesn't mean that these folks did not have encouragement or support from grassroots or from others that they know.
Jeff, one other quick question. We had 15 Wisconsin Republicans elected, 14 assembly members, and I believe Senator Andre Jock sent a letter to Mike Pence on January 5th. I called that a seditious letter. They basically had the same intent as this false slate of electors. Does that letter factor into your investigation, or at least the investigation you would seek, sir?
It doesn't factor into what we're asking about now. We're specifically focused on these 10 folks who really tried to hijack Wisconsin's electoral vote. That is different in kind from those who encouraged the vice president or others to cast aspersions on the free and fair election that we had here in Wisconsin in November. It's different in kind from those members of the Wisconsin legislature who wrote to the vice president. It's different in kind from Senator Johnson, who was encouraging in the days leading up to January 6th, the challenge to Wisconsin's votes. But you're onto something that these seem related, that they have something in common. But we're particularly focused today on this issue and this effort to steal the Wisconsin electoral votes, to really disenfranchise the people of Wisconsin and make their and have the state's vote, the state's participation in selecting the next president, have that done in a way that is counter to the will of the voters in Wisconsin. That's really troubling.
Jeff Mandel, founder, president, and lead counsel, Law Forward, for about three more minutes. Jeff, a lot of our audience and certainly around the nation know of the organization Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, a right-wing funded legal apparatus, always got their fingers in, always out pushing legislation for conservatives and the far right. Jeff, is Law Forward the progressive, a liberal response to that? How did Law Forward come about, and what is your intent, sir?
Well, in many ways, it is. Law Forward came about after looking around and recognizing that for a solid decade, conservatives in this state, largely led by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, had their way in the courts and on judicial issues. Wisconsin has been used by conservatives over the last 10 years as its training ground and its testing ground for the most radical ideas on judicial and governance, on judicial policy and governance and constitutional issues of anywhere in the country. Just like 15 or 20 years ago, conservatives used Kansas as their testing ground for their most radical fiscal policies, all of which overwhelmingly failed, by the way, and which the voters of Kansas, even a Republican legislature, ultimately rejected and reversed. We have the same thing happening here in Wisconsin when it comes to issues of governance and government structure and whether our democracy can work. And it's not an accident that conservatives are trying this here in Wisconsin. It's because for a century, Wisconsin stood really as the nation's model for good, transparent governance, for open debate, for compromise and creativity and innovation in public policy. And that's the effort. That's what they're trying to destroy. And it was going unrebutted, and we needed a place. We needed a group of people. We needed to convene the folks who care about democracy in this state and make sure that there was a strategic, prepared effort to push back, and that's what Law Forward is.
Jeff Mandel, founder, president, lead counsel, Law Forward, thank you, sir, for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates today.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Jeff.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate Good luck. It. Come back with us.
We're going to need
more
it.
Devil's Advocates. We absolutely need a little luck around this joint. Could all start with you. 844-967-2789. You feeling lucky, punk? Are ya? Dial us up.
Are you suggesting that I'm not who I say I am?
Sedition!
This is not normal.
This aggression will not stand, man.